with dyed garments from Bozrah. This that is glorious in his apparel, traveling the greatness of his strength. I that speak in righteousness, mighty to save. Wherefore art thou red in thine apparel, and thy garments like him that treadeth in the wine fat? I have trodden the winepress alone, and of the people there was none with me. For I will tread them in mine anger, and trample them in my fury, and their blood shall be sprinkled upon my garments, and I will stain all my raiment. For the day of vengeance is in my heart, and the year of my redeemed is come. And I looked, and there was none to help, and I wondered that there was none to uphold. Therefore my own arm brought salvation unto me, and my fury, it upheld me. And I will tread down the people in mine anger, and make them drunk in my fury, and I will bring down their strength to the earth. The Lord is the one that is going to tread the winepress. The Lord is the one that is going to bring about the day of vengeance. But we're going to see here that Gideon represents God's people at this time, and that they will be the tool that the Lord uses in this final work. And I'm not taking a prophetic understanding that someone like Branch Davidians or Shepherd Rods would take. We're not talking about a literal application here. We're talking about a spiritual application. The Lord's people are going to be the tool in the controversy as it comes to the close here on the earth that divides the world into two classes, that exposes Babylon for what it is. And if you caught verse 16 of Judges 6 as we read it, the Lord said unto Gideon this. He says, surely I will be with thee, and thou shalt smite the Midianites as one man. And we know that Gideon did not smite the Midianites by himself. He had 300 men with him, and then once the battle began, others came and joined. But the Lord said he would smite them as one man. And here we see in Revelation and Isaiah that the Lord says this smiting that Gideon's battle prefigured, the treading of the winepress, the day of the Lord's vengeance, that it's the Lord treading it alone. Brothers and sisters, what's being conveyed here by Gideon smiting them as one man is that those that finish the work of the Lord, those in Adventism that Gideon is prefiguring, their battle song, the weapon that they represent is the character of Christ. When his character is fully reproduced in his people, then he will come. And in this sense, the issue is brought to a close by the character of Christ. He treads the